extra planning months of not sleep, not eating, not shower.
Some of those
do everything that I need to get done.
I've been really lax in all three of those things.
Which one, Gina?
I'm not going to answer the question.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I was going to say it.
Okay.
So. I just want to tell everyone that there are no new transcriptions this week because Tina and Anna and did you get new transcriptions? No, I haven't seen you in a while.
I emailed them to you. I have
for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Papers for you.
Thank you. We're lovely, but I realize there's a lot going on for you guys, so no new transcriptions this week.
So many transcriptions.
Well, Mike, we still have so many outstanding ones, so.
Outstanding and yeah.
Let's see, I have everything color coded, and yours goes back far.
I don't know, it's red. Yeah,
that's how we need to do it
tonight. Yeah. Do you just have one?
Okay. It just takes so much time to figure out how to do this, finally.
Jeff, your response last night to what I said was pretty much a much better way of what I was trying to express about comparing the thin indications.
Yeah, so I did that, and so we have something to go on other than just kind of like fishing around. I'm going to explain all of that in a couple of minutes. So, did everybody get your outputs, and did you see I formatted it very differently this time?
Yes,
we're trying.
If you go down, to about midway down the document. It's called case summary. Well, there are no pages per se. I guess, page 7. What?
I'm in a bad
mood. You're in a bad mood? Oh. Sorry to hear that. Everybody got to page 7? In the output? So what I did was, let me show you. Actually, what I did, rather than just explain it. So, let me open the. Okay, I'm gonna open this up, and then you'll see what I did. Okay, so if you look up here, this is SPSS, and I have your QSOR distributions as variables. That's columns. The columns are variables. So starting, that's last week. There we go. So this 7B is the gold standard, and you guys, I just copy and paste from what you send me from Excel into SPSS. And so what I do every week is that I go into Analyze. I might as well just show you this. I go into Reports, go into Case Summaries, and I basically just, like I would put this here and then copy and paste, or just highlight all of your distributions, put them over here. I'll just take Ariel for a minute. And showcase numbers, and I click OK, and voila, you have all the distributions in the output. And then you can go to File and click on Export, and you export it into a PDF file, and then I email it to you, right? So I thought, well, it's very cumbersome, and I thought there must be an easier way that we can review everybody's ratings. So what I did was I transposed the data set. So you go into data and you click on transpose, and what that does is, and then you just click OK, and the variables become the subject. So the columns become the rows, and the rows become the columns. So I'll show you what that looks like now. Voila. So you have the items as the columns and the participants, the raters, as the rows. And then you can just do case summaries like I did what I sent you from this. And then we can see, so we go like that, and you see that? So then as you scroll down, right, now you'd have to remember, okay, for example, by the way, the code numbers I gave you aren't aligned to this. That would be stupid, right? So I didn't do that. But if you can remember your row number as we go through these items, then you'll know where you are in regard to everybody else. So
you mean the number in the gray column?
The number in the
case number column.
Yeah, either column, they're the same. So for example, Amanda is 6. So then when we go, let's say we were looking at item 11, or item 11 here, Amanda's rating is 3, because she is in row 6. Does that make sense? Everybody got that? Anybody confused?
So the column is...
The columns are the items now. I thought that might be an easier way to examine the data. I don't know, maybe not. So that's one change I made, so that might be easier for us to talk about our ratings. The other change I made was... I took all of your ratings, and what you can do is with any variable, so your ratings are a variable, like here. So Ariel, Sarah, Lily, etc. are all variables, and you can take the, you can take the standard deviation of each of those variables, right? So I did that. I took the standard deviation of all the variables, and
Dr. Goodman?
Yes.
So before, when you sent us the output, we were trying to figure out what it was. So our first assumption was that the columns were the item numbers. So then I said, oh, I have to go back and check if I got a 4. I put a 4 for item 1. And I checked the Excel sheet that I sent you, and it wasn't lining up. So I didn't put 4, 9.
This is wrong. Sorry, I just noticed, too. In a lot of these, the numbers
are
0.5. No one can rate anything as 0.5. So my items
where do you 1, see 2, 3, that?
4, 1, 8, 7, 5.
Go to like variable 70 on the output. And go to like variable.
Yeah,
oh no, you can see it on 9 and 8. See? And all of those at the top, right at the top, and number 1.
Well, number 1 is the.
Number 1 is the.
The
number 1 is the. That's the composite. That's the gold standard.
Okay.
So there shouldn't be any other 0.5s beneath number 1.
No, there. I don't think so. But I was just confused. Right,
just
it's
at
not
hers,
matching my huge
not
like
it.
My Excel sheet that I sent.
All right, before we panic.
No, I'm just curious.
All right, so you're number 6.
Yeah.
So if we go back to item 1, you're saying that your distribution did not start 4991?
No, it starts 1875.
It's just closer to the gold standard.
I'm
But also doesn't look like any of the others.
Yeah.
So it's not even like my name is next.
Okay, wait a minute. How does it? How does yours go?
It goes 1-8-7-5-3-7-7-6-1-2-5-2-8-5.
So your first...
No. Well, she's Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
4991 is not how you start off.
Maybe you're not how I ended?
Let's see.
Mine is correct.
No. So that's not how I ended.
What's your first number?
One.
Okay.
I didn't want
so,
the first pile. Four.
Could that have been like last week's or something?
Mine doesn't line up
either. Mine
either. What? How's that
possible? If I'm reading it correctly, so your variable 001 should correspond, right,
with number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I show the sign?
I don't have my computer on, so I can't check.
Let me check.
Well, actually, I probably put that on the browser.
So, Ariel, your number...
Mine doesn't align on there.
Your number one starts with a... should be a 2, and it's not.
Yeah, mine is a right.
Yeah, is it possible you used the outputs from last week on accident?
Mine's right.
Except Julia.
I would hope that yours would be wrong.
I know.
So, mine is,
and you're the outlier.
Yeah, I mean, it looks
well,
like to me.
Man, I just opened up your Excel file, and you're absolutely right. It starts out 1875. And here's what I do: I go like this. I start out the first one, and then I copy. I hit the shift button, and I hold it down, and I do the down arrow, like this. I'll just show you what I do, and then I click on copy. And then I move over to the SPSS database, and then I click on paste.
Right, and then it fills.
Boom, and then it just pops right in.
Yeah,
so these numbers don't look anything like. I have no idea what happened.
And I even looked at.
And I am so careful when I do this stuff.
No, I understand completely.
What's weird though is your reliability is quite high.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, you guys shared your reliability?
Yeah, well, it's okay.
I just came, mine is right.
Huh?
Mine is right.
Yours is right. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else is definitely incorrect?
I think.
Huh?
I think.
Yours is correct? It's not correct.
Okay, so mine is incorrect.
It's not correct?
No, it's correct.
Incorrect.
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 Not correct.
Yeah.
Mine's incorrect also.
Yours is incorrect
mine
too.
Is also incorrect, I think. Mine's incorrect.
Well, like, I put one and one also.
Maybe.
And
yours is
incorrect.
Oh, man,
mine's wrong too.
We're the only ones that are correct.
That
would
be
really
funny.
Okay.
That's it.
That would be
something.
Oh, your
ratings
were so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ours
were so low. I don't know.
Great. Because mine's wrong. Yeah, mine's wrong too.
But it would have to be to the, do you think the,
I mean, I still don't think that it would change my,
see in seven.
What would change your reliability?
Can we, right, because it's still comparing
so
it to the compactor.
You told me last night
right.
that my coefficient was 0.67.
Correct.
Which is code number
7.
But on there, my code is 9.
No, remember I said that the code I sent you is not equivalent to the row number. There's nothing, it has nothing to do with it. That would be stupid of me because then everybody would know your code. So I made sure not to do that. I double check everything I do. I just don't understand.
Some of them seem correct and some of them seem like right. Of course some of them are.
That's so bizarre. Can you
just run it again?
Well, see, what I have to do is I have to then delete all everybody's numbers and then re-paste everybody. I can do that. It's going to take me about 20, 25 minutes, I think. It's not an insignificant amount of time.
Mine's definitely correct.
Maybe not 20 minutes, but a good 10 minutes or 15.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do that. You guys then can talk amongst yourselves. You want to lead the meeting? While I work on this? Discrepancies.
Do we know that the gold standard
is correct? Yeah, but we don't even
know. The gold standard is correct.
Then we could at least eyeball our own.
Yeah.
Look at ourselves.
I mean, I'll look at it again, but I will.
Yeah, I was so excited.
I know.
So excited.
I know.
So now, obviously, there's something wrong with
you. Know, Gina was the highest, and she's the only one who completed transcriptions this week.
Besides,
no, don't say it like that.
Huh?
Besides people who aren't in the program.
Oh, okay. They're the only person in the program. Who complete? So I want to appreciate.
Yeah, like let's not. It was horrible. So it's not,
okay,
like,
but you went. You walked the extra 10 miles.
At the expense of sleep.
And you still look fabulous.
She always looks fabulous. It's not a desirable thing. I also forgot to bring them in for Julia, so like I didn't 100% get there.
All right. Let's see. You know, I am so sorry about this. I have no idea what happened.
Can I ask a general question while we figure this out?
Yes.
So my general question is that for some of the therapist items, I was not sure where to place them because there are things of like the therapist creates limits. I didn't know if like the implication is that the therapist tries to set limits or that the therapist effectively does set limits. And that kind of threw me off because I think the therapist in this video is trying to do a lot of different things.
I don't remember the specific wording of that item.
It said like therapist sets limits.
Then it's not, well, setting means they provide limits. Whether the patient follows those limits or not, it's a whole other issue. Is the therapist setting limits?
Yeah.
Your question is really valid because I think this came up like the first time we did it, and I don't know if it was me or somebody else asked the exact same question. It was like, well, if she attempts to set them, but the kid doesn't listen, does it still count? And I think we said that yeah, if you attempt to, then the limit is being set whether it's being acknowledged or not is like.
You know, I just looked at I compared the gold standard with what I copied from, and it's not measuring up. So,
it's even gold standard.
Right. It's just,
so it's just all bad.
It's all bad. I don't.
Could this just be from a previous week?
Hmm?
Could this just be from a previous week?
No, if you look at what you have in front of you, look at the previous gold standard. So the one I have, which I based all your reliabilities on, starts out 1.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I mean, this makes me look horrible, but I'm actually relieved because
yeah.
Julia, you know, is somebody I respect more than anybody else in this room, including myself. And she got a negative. I mean, I asked her if it was okay I could share this, and she said it was okay. She got a negative reliability, and that's just not right. If Julie gets a negative reliability, something's wrong. And so this actually relieves me, even though it puts the shame and onus on me. So I'm actually relieved by it, but anyway.
I am also someone
who respects. Well, guess what? Julia was in my office earlier today, and we were trying to figure this out. And I actually checked the reliability between you two, and it was 0.67. So yes, you're in good company.
I am in good company. I feel reassured.
I don't feel reassured as of
yet. But did you look at yours?
I was so upset about this that I went through every single item and wrote why I put what I put for each one. Okay. So I'm ready to have the discussion.
No.
Whatever, where, you know, like, so we'll see. But yeah, I went through and I agreed with everything that I put.
Well, I think you shouldn't worry. You just like every direction. Oh, is that coming through?
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I just want to check something really fast. I just asked for Gina's numbers so I can just run the correlation on my computer really quick.
4, 7, 7. I think the thing that, like, really threw me off mostly was, like, just that thing of, like, if the therapist attempts to do something and it doesn't work, like, does that mean it happened to a lesser degree, or it was less relevant?
Yeah, like, asking him to talk about, like, feelings and stuff. Are you thinking about, like, a particular example, Lily?
Yeah. Like, a particular example. Or just, like, yeah, my
I feel the therapist in this was a bit too hesitant to self-disclose. I found it a little bit annoying, I'm going to be honest.
Me too. That was right. A one well, for me, that, the yeah, not
yours,
willing to self-disclose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
was really relevant.
Okay, wait.
Sorry.
I figured out why these aren't matching. When I calculated these standard deviations, I then copied and pasted them into the database, and then I sorted for standard deviations, and in descending order. Okay, so the item numbers on the left here indicate which. Sorry about this. I know why we're having trouble. The item numbers here are indicating which. Items are the most highly discrepant among us. So starting with 56 was the most discrepant among us. If I go to the end of the...
I don't know where this... our own sort,
not the sort in your file.
Yes, okay. Correct. So let me just resort this. Okay, tell me.
Because I ran Gina's correlation with the gold standard.
Uh-huh.
And did not get what you got.
No, but what database are you using?
The gold standard that you sent me this morning. That.
And how do you have Gina's?
Was that reset?
I just sent it.
Gina's. Oh, she
made it. Yeah.
Okay.
But did the gold standard get reordered too?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
And you sent me you two, Lily and Julia, sent me your distributions last.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else sent yours earlier. And I was fooling around with this idea of standard deviations yesterday, maybe before you guys sent me your distributions.
I mean, I sent them after 10 p.m. So.
Right. And Lily, when did you send yours to me?
Maybe 5 a.m.
That's right. It was 5 a.m. So I think what happened was... I entered your data after I had sorted the main database for standard deviations, and I hadn't sorted it back according to item number. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So I'm feeling a little better, but it was a stupid mistake on my part. I'm going to beat myself up.
I know you are.
Okay, so this is the correct... So Amanda, you said your first one was 1.
Yes. 187.
This is 568.
No, that's Ariel.
You're still looking at
Ariel. Oh, Ariel,
Amanda's
sorry.
All the way to the left.
Right.
You're right.
The two A-S's.
Here I am.
Yes.
It's 187.
There we go, that's it.
Okay, so now Julia and Lily. Lily, does yours start 223? Okay, good. That makes me feel good. And Julie, yours starts out 449? Say no.
No.
Great. Okay.
Mine's correct.
No. Okay, everyone else, check.
Mine starts out with 7564.
7864.
Mine is
not.
Yours is not correct?
I'm
yours, you're over here.
Oh, I was...
RS.
I was looking at the, there's another RS.
No, there is no other RS.
Well, it's 1843. It's a different.
Oh, that was
last week.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
mine's by then.
Okay, so that's what happened. You guys submitted yours after I was fooling around with standard deviation. I was trying to figure out how can I streamline this process, and then I didn't convert the item numbers back into their ascending order. That's what happened. So what I need to do is recalculate your two reliabilities.
Right.
All right. Let me just do that, and why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves?
Oh, so our reliabilities are still correct?
Yes, except for Julia's and Lily's. All right? Because what I was about to do was toss this whole video, but now we can keep it.
So it should have been different. Mm-hmm. Like what I got shouldn't have matched the first reliability.
Okay.
I knew something was wrong. It's, just, I mean, it's not possible that you got a negative reliability.
I mean, I was just looking at Gina's numbers and my numbers side by side, and they're very similar. I see a few discrepancies, more than.
Wait, so does the standard deviation thing, that means we can sort it by the most discrepant?
Yes.
So maybe that's what we should talk about. What, like that.
Yeah. How about starting with item 56?
Okay.
Item 56.
So this will.
Child is distant from his or her feeling.
This will take me a little while. So just talk amongst yourselves about item 56.
And what's the gold standard?
We don't know.
We don't know, right?
No.
Because if the order was incorrect.
You're right. Just talk item 56.
Item 56.
Okay.
Well, I now have paragraphs for why I rated things.
Julia's ready to do battle.
No, that's the whole thing I was worried about. I did not want a battle. I really didn't want a battle.
I'm just kidding.
For which?
56.
What
did you put?
56? For 56, I put 2. And so did Gina, by the way. Sorry, now Gina, I have yours right next to mine.
Well, it makes my life easier because I'm using
56 too.
I don't mean Amanda.
Who was...
I think we had this trouble last week with this item as well. I think it's a tricky one
because the explanation doesn't really match up.
Right, and like what are feelings? Like that's a very, it's
so
a very nebulous.
So what I wrote is that she did express sharp affect. She had anger, happiness, and excitement. And I thought all of those were very salient. In the sessions. But maybe we should find out what my reliability actually is before I start.
Well, mine is high.
No, so let's use Gina as the gold standard for the moment.
Gina put 2.
But we don't know if that item was part of her high reliability.
That's true. You don't know.
Well, who else was near that?
I was at high reliability. All right.
Who put 1? Who put 2?
I'm remembering now the moment when she's talking about being in the car with her grandmother, and her grandmother talking about that. The wife of the person she was caring for dying, and the girl was just kind of like, yeah, she died.
That's true. But then she was like, I didn't know her at all.
And I also felt like when the therapist was saying, are you sad that we're going to not be meeting? She was like, no, I'm kind of sad. I'm also excited.
Well, I don't think she said it like that.
Yeah, so I think that I have a 3. I can imagine somebody playing a characteristic because of her like defense of like kind of shutting down the emotions, but it was like clear that she was feeling something, and but she was modulating it, and she was like able to. Yeah.
Finish.
No, that's not it.
Well, what I was thinking there is she didn't say it like that. Her affect didn't always match what she was saying, but there was a lot of affect. That's sort of what I thought. You know, when she's talking about being sad that they're not going to meet, she's super exuberant and excited, and she's like, oh, I'm sad that I'm going to meet, but I get to play with all my toys, and
all of this, I don't think she was without affect.
I also thought, because the second part of it says, or a child expresses sharp affect or outbursts of emotion and deeply felt concern. So there were definitely outbursts of emotion. Like, she was very expressive about the tomboy incident.
She
like, that
was really angry.
That was, so to me, it was the idea of, like, certain things she was not, didn't have a lot of affect about, but then other things were really salient to her. So that was what made me put it in that direction, was the... it was clear when certain things were very emotional to her.
Okay, what's the next? Is it only on?
Yeah.
Dr. Goodman, can we just see for a minute the next most discrepant?
Yes.
Or maybe if you like send it to Julia, then we'll have to
keep them going
back and forth.
Yeah, you can
email it
to me if you want
that. Well, you can
write a couple down.
Yeah, write a few down. Okay, so this is with incorrect numbers for Lily and Julia, but it's, I don't know why I said 56. 56 is sixth on the list, but 40, 67, 47.
Sorry,
40,
67, 47. 47. Okay. All right, so number 40.
Child communicates without
half.
And
we have problems with this.
It was a good reliability, so I'll just say it. Is that okay for you?
Yeah.
0.66.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, but that's not enough.
Well, it's
usually it's the average 0.7 over the 5.
Right, it's going to be averaged over the 5, so you're a little under, but in the ballpark. So now I'm going to check yours. Yeah, wow. You really went up.
Leaps and bounds.
So what do people put for number 40? Okay. I have it as a 1.
Is it discrepant? Did I do that right? I mean, did I identify it?
A few of us that are some discrepants.
Okay.
A lot of us are in the same family.
Okay.
And there are a couple that are not.
Okay. So that's why the standard deviation was high. Mm-hmm. All right.
Kind of like we go through the same
thing. Put it higher than
I think the
four.
The therapist.
You guys want the 6?
Why? Because.
Yeah, sorry, did either of you say your reasoning and I missed it?
I experienced her as pushing away at by her way of being.
Thank you. That's bad.
I saw her as like trying to push away her affect, but not being successful in it. You know, so as much as she was trying, she wasn't. She had affect in her communication. You know, so I put it as a 3.
The ask was the pushing away.
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah.
But also if you take
your distribution starts with 7.
She's bouncing up and down on a couch.
Thanks.
Like with very clear exuberance. So like
wait, you said 7, 8?
That's wrong. Sorry, 7, 5, 6, 4.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks.
I tend to think of affect as like facial expression, facial emotion, and I'm looking at this as obviously not right, but it's just kind of this weird moving I have.
I've always heard it defined that way too, actually.
Like
prior to coming to this program, that was always how people would define affect, and it's like, oh, it's like it was always very facial. So.
And I think that might be something that it was for me that it could have been lingering from. But this continues to be an issue in my life, obviously. I'm not reliable.
What was that commentary?
Self-deprecating, like another
like in
comment.
The psychology program, all those like extra little we analyze.
So do you guys want to talk more about 4D, or do you want to move on?
How are you feeling?
You feel fine?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's look at number 67.
67.
Which is therapist interprets warded off or unconscious wishes, feelings, or ideas.
All right.
Sorry, is it 67?
Yep.
So,
I put it as a 6, you put it as a 7, so who put that below a 5? Below a 5, just 2 of you? I think just you want to talk about Mike?
Sure. I mean, I realized that she was saying like, oh, what's going on? Like, I see you shutting down. Like, are you mad at me? This and that. But I didn't feel as though she was interpreting it. She wasn't saying like, I think that you're mad at me because of X, Y, Z. Also, the thing at the beginning, it actually has that as an example of the kid makes the card. She didn't really address that at all. She didn't.
Well, she did
sort of turn it into,
she said, what would it mean if I got you a present? You want me to get a present?
That's just it's an actual card. She made her an actual card.
She made her a card which said, I'm going to get you a present.
That's true. And I did experience her saying, like, are you going to, like, you look sad, are you sad that we're not going to be meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel as though it was, most of the session was just very superficial,
no, that's
concrete,
not, the right one.
Not,
huh? Oh.
I didn't think that she had much of a grasp.
I would have caught that. You do what you do.
I felt like it's hard. I think I'm not like experienced clinicians, but like it felt to me like there was a lot that was coming, that like a lot below the surface, and like this therapist is focusing on like a few things.
Well,
and like it's possible, but all of them.
No, it's not possible.
It's
not possible.
I mean, except maybe like except for the missing of the last session, and then wanting to be like the therapist, I feel like those were the 2 sort of like interpretations.
Yeah, I think that another part where the therapist accurately reads the therapeutic process, it's maybe that higher of this.
Successfully
able to interpret and get the
I think part of the issue with this item is because the actual item says interpret, but then the first line characteristic says draws the child's attention to. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's what changed how I sort it. Because interpret almost is exactly what you're talking about. It's like this very traditional of like, I think what's going on is XYZ. Whereas when I think the therapist does attempt to divert the child's attention to, I wonder what you're thinking. Or like,
she never says wonder. I like that was like to me that like
also
I think you're right.
She's
like
advised by Jeff. He
doesn't like that.
Oh.
Doesn't like what?
But she wonder.
Takes it off the child. It should be more about the child, not about the therapist.
Well, also, I
is
think
this right?
The therapist does almost exactly what the example for a characteristic is. Versus, for example, child's expression of sadness, and the therapist wonders with her about her feelings.
Right.
And there is that moment where she is
yes.
Okay.
Sitting at the desk looking sad, and they're just like, you look sad.
What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
And even like when the sleepover, she was like, well, what would it mean to you if I slept over?
That would be cool.
Drew, it's
her
attention.
What would
it mean to you if I slept over?
Okay, fine.
Wait, I have another thought.
Oh, my other thought. This is why it's the worst. I'm so gay. Last week I was like, oh my god, I killed somebody. So.
My other thought about that though is always remember, even if you feel like this is definitely characteristic or this is definitely uncharacteristic, to read both of them. Because if you read that
yes.
uncharacteristic one,
I second
that
emotion.
It says what?
I second that emotion.
Second that emotion. So it says the therapist does not attend to underlying wishes, feelings that the child may have, rather emphasizes more conscious material. She definitely doesn't do that. And here, look at this next part. For example, when the child brings the therapist a handmade card with a heart on it, the therapist draws attention to the handiwork of the child rather than the underlying intention. That is exactly like what happened. And she didn't say, oh, this is a beautiful card. I like this. She said, oh, what it mean to you? What would it mean for you if I got you a present?
Did she say that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want your reliability? 0.82.
Yeah.
So, what was yours, Gina?
What was
your reliability?
0.83.
Okay, so that's why you two are almost identical in your
distributions. What was your
reliability? 0.82. All right. So, all right, we're back on track. Where are we on the discussing the items?
I just need to like take a minute because this ruined my whole day. And now
it's ruined your whole day.
Still has stuff like that ruining your whole day.
I do.
Well, there's like
wood. You know me better than this, Jeff, to know that that sort of thing would ruin my whole day.
Wait, the fact that I lowered your self-esteem by giving you a false reliability, and then.
But that's not how she spent most of the day now.
Huh?
She was writing paragraphs justifying every action she made.
But that's good. Now you're super prepared for this meeting.
Right. But I understand.
I
didn't have to spend the whole day thinking that suddenly I was bad at school. So
they what?
Suddenly I was bad at school.
She's going to have to go into therapy just for by giving you the false reliability.
Exactly. Well, I have therapy tomorrow morning anyway, so it's a good thing. Anyway, so are we good with 67, or do we want to talk about it more? Okay, so then let's go to 47. And that is, when the interaction with the child is difficult, the therapist accommodates the child. I gave it a 6.
One too, because I felt like when like when the child was ignoring her, like she didn't want to talk about, she was like, you seem very uncomfortable, and the child was like, still not answering, still not responding to her. I don't know. I felt like maybe she wasn't really like, well, okay, we don't have to talk about it. She was like, I wonder if you're mad. She just kept like going at it.
Very persistent.
I definitely agree with why everyone else went higher, because I've had trouble with this.
By the way, if you guys want to see video or want to review something, I have the video here. If you want to.
I wanted to put this higher than it was. I put it in 6. But like the whole what's your favorite color thing, that seemed to me like a very difficult interaction, you know? And it didn't feel like the therapist was accommodating.
The therapist did say,
Cheyenne, I'm going to tell you at the end.
Which
I thought was a little accommodating. I don't know if that actually happened.
There was a specific thing I'm trying to think of that made me sort it the way it did.
When she said, I didn't think she pushed her very hard.
I had a 7.
I have it as a 6, so obviously it wasn't a huge one for me.
Either way, it wasn't a huge one in either direction for me, so.
I don't know how it ended up.
Just one of those things.
I had a hard time getting things to move towards the other characteristic.
Sometimes it's the opposite.
So characteristic.
This time everything was toward the other
end. It was far.
So I could see that being why that happened. They were
like shoving stuff over there.
People probably had it in a 5, but it had to go somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Jeff, whenever you have a chance, could you give us the next most?
Oh, you guys are okay. I'm recalculating the standard deviations.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions on an item that we can talk about? We don't really know what the next one is, but if anyone has any specific questions. Okay. Child appears unwilling to examine thoughts, reactions, or motivations related to the problems.
As I was sorting, I was wondering what do we mean by problem?
I had the same problem. I had the same. I don't want to say that word. I had the same issue while I was sorting.
So when I think about that one, or especially in this session, I was thinking the problems were like her sadness.
Okay.
You know, or like or not responding to the therapist. I thought those were problems. Like, you know, she wasn't responding and the therapist was like, I noticed that you're not responding. And she doesn't try to examine it. She goes, I don't want to talk about this. You know, or like when she's sad, she, you know, is asking her why she's sad, but her affect doesn't quite match.
Okay, that answers my question. Because I was wondering, is problems just like I didn't actually experience her talking about a lot of like life problems.
Right.
You know? Like I feel left out at school or whatever.
Why,
you know?
She's
right.
There. Which I just why took, it's hard to score that other or reading that other card, like therapy appears to be in line with the.
Because, you know, when clinicians actually use this to sort, they sort their own cases, so they know about the child, you know, and like you would know then if the problems were related. But the way we're doing it, we really just have to take it at face value and see what we see the problems as in the session.
Okay. So it could be like whatever comes up in the session.
What did people put on that one? I have an 9. I thought it was creepy.
I
have an
8.
I have an 8.
7. 9.
I don't know if that was one we were just discrepant on.
No, it was a good question.
I don't really understand what item 68 means. Item 68. Real rather than fantasized meanings of experience are actively differentiated. So this is really interesting. This is an interesting one, and it's really helpful to look at the examples.
But the examples are so specific.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is it fair to say then that this example, this item is probably like always a 5? Or mostly
always a vibe? Because these are very specific.
Well, I think it, you know, if she had said something like, you know, when she's talking about, like, it would be great if you could come over to my house and play, and that would be cool. But she knows that's not reality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if she was unable, she might be like, you know, like, what, like when you come over to my house and we do this and this and this, that would be more in fantasy. But she's able to say, you know, see where this is. Or when the child plays dead and reassures the therapist that it's just a game. She says, like, it would be so cool if you could come over to my house, but she knows that's not going to happen.
That's helpful. However, also, like, segues into my other question about fantasy, the fantasy item.
Which one?
Because the examples of fantasy in this EPQ and the coding manual are not like that. So what's there more, like, about, like... Does anyone know the number of the fantasy one?
The dreams are fantasies, that one?
Yeah, that one.
What
dreams
are
fantasies? Yeah, what item is that?
90. Yeah. Child's dreams or fantasies are discussed. So do you sort of like, what do you think of when you hear fantasy?
When I think in the realm of a child?
In the realm of,
I think, like make believe.
So
like something more, not
wishes.
I guess this child was expressing like wishes.
So don't think of it really as like, you know, think of it like in psychotherapy, you know, when someone has a fantasy, it doesn't have to be a wish. It doesn't have to be something they want, you know? They can fantasize about all sorts of things.
Right, what I'm saying, so I was tripped up because in the, like, I think this, I don't know what 90 was, I don't remember, but, like, I had trouble with this item because she talked a lot about what she wished for, but it didn't feel like fantasy in the way that item 90 is getting at fantasy.
I would say it does.
Okay.
I would include those types of fantasies. I would say... I'm going to hazard a guess. I put that a little bit high. 90, I put it at 8. Because I really thought she did talk a lot about the fantasy of wanting her to come sleep over. The fantasies of the jobs that she wanted. The fantasy of the therapist getting her a present. Okay, that's sort of, I mean, I don't know if Jeff has anything to add to that.
We're talking about item 90 and item what?
Really just item 90 right now, and about
what's the question?
How we define fantasy.
Okay.
I gave my 2 cents, but I don't know if it's helpful or not.
Well, fantasies include pretend play, right?
Right, but we're talking about...
My issue is that this item makes it sound like that, like, given the examples and the way the item's worded, it... sounds almost like there was no fantasy in this session that we watched, but in fact, she talked a lot about her wishes.
For example,
like wishing that like they could have a sleepover or that she would have Christmas or whatever, that
right.
kind of stuff.
I would count that as fantasy.
That's what we're saying.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's
did you agree with that?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I said. So, because I said that, you know, with a child, you can see, like, two types of fantasy. You can see them play, pretend, or you can see it, like, sometimes you see in an adult when they talk about things that they imagine. Or they
yeah,
wish
you know,
for.
Freud defined fantasy as wish fulfillment. And the same thing as dreams. He placed dreams and fantasies in the same category as fulfillments of wishes, basically. So, that's a very psychoanalytic item. And so it's maybe... not as well defined as it could be. By the way, here's the correct order of standard deviation. So 56 was the most highly discrepant. And then 1, 36, 25, do you guys talk about those yet?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Child expresses negative feelings like criticism or hostility towards the therapist versus expresses approval or admiration.
This one was hard because it was so variable. It changed so much throughout the session.
Is the composite now correct?
No, this.
Just.
Don't pay any attention to. You want to see the composite? I have to go to a different screen.
This is interesting. I have it as a 7 and Gina has it as a 1. Sorry, it's just like I only have Gina's in front of me.
I have it as a 1. I have it as a 1.
You guys all have it as a 1.
Strange.
All right,
the part of the session where she was mad was really silly to me.
You know, it's weird. I didn't really see her as like angry.
Yeah. That's why
Because we're doing item one. So the gold standard was 5.5. How did you guys?
What were you doing?
I had it as a 7.
So we had it as 1.
I had it as a 7.
So a 7 is within 2, but a 1 is not. Okay.
I have
3 and 2. 4
and 2.
Oh, you put 1? So I think like we're really.
Oh, wow.
You did say Gina was the new gold standard.
You've been dethroned.
Do you average me and Julia to be the new gold standard?
Well, I was going to say the composite is an average, so we don't actually know, like, each of the, to get to a 5.5, each of those goals.
We don't know. I mean, I could go back in and
see. We know that one is higher, one is lower, but that's all we know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it could be within 1 or it could be wider discrepancy. I could look that up. It would take me a while and we're almost out of time. But
yeah, no, it's okay.
Let's talk about it. Child expresses negative feelings versus approval or admiration. So what did she say?
Sure. The thing is she didn't. The therapist was, she was asking the therapist a lot of questions. Therapist refused to answer, and then she turned around, would not talk to her, and then when the therapist was like, I see that you're not talking to me, she wrote down on the piece of paper, I don't want to talk about it, and was just silent. I thought that was expressing some negative feelings.
But not, I don't see that as negative feelings towards the therapist.
Really? How else do you see it?
I don't Whoa. See that as an expression of dislike for the therapist.
Huh.
I see that as an expression of her own frustration, but it's because she wants to be close to the therapist because she likes the therapist.
Does that mean she hates the therapist for not fulfilling her wish?
That
might be a little bit of an inference that we want to avoid inferences.
Right. Yeah. I also felt like I didn't think that her negative feelings outweighed her positive feelings, which is why I hesitated to put it like above a 5.
But if you guys are so the 1 people, all right, she expressed positive and friendly feelings. I guess
she wanted her to stay her house.
Okay, so look, all right, so look, I'll solve it very quickly for you guys. On the one hand,
he's gonna say
5. On the one hand. She was extremely positive, wishing for closeness, admiring, loving the therapist. On the other hand, she was angry, hateful, maybe scornful of the therapist. Guess what? You average them together, and what do you get? You get a 5, and that's where the gold standard is, 5.5.
But my thing about putting stuff in 5 is that we'll never know if it's in a 5 because it doesn't appear
you're right.
in the session.
And that's a weakness of the coding system.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
But I mean.
Yeah, because you don't know whether a 5 means it's just not applicable.
Or
does it mean everything's can't, you know, there are 2 extremes and they got canceled out.
And that's why I'm always like, do I put it in 5? Because like, I don't want to put it with like sexual feelings emerge because I don't feel like. There is
I think why they sometimes end up getting a little bit more polarized because so many
get in the middle.
Go in the middle, and that's probably what we saw there too. I bet you there was a low one and there was a high one, and it got collapsed into 5.5.
Well, one was a 6 and one was a 5. That's why I'd like to think.
It's possible, but we don't know. You know, I think
I'll tell you that the two coders were highly reliable with each other.
Okay.
So it's.
But like on one.
I could look it up, but it could take me a little while to find.
I don't think you have to look it up, but I think that I understand where you're coming from. Do you guys sort of understand where Jeff is coming from?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Where am I coming from?
I don't know.
I come from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he does this. Like, he's going to say he comes from Pennsylvania.
So what else? You guys wanted the next one?
Yeah, it was the next one.
Because we've still got a few minutes left. Let me just... 36 and 25?
36 is... Therapist points out child's use of defenses. I put it as a 7.
We are both 9.
Okay, so I looked it up. For that one put it in 7, one put it in 4. Interesting. So they're within 3.
But I just want to say
that's pretty, if we take those polls, we're all within. So those two, we're within the range.
Oh, right.
So we're 3 off from 4 or whatever.
There are people who are close enough to 4 to be reliable to that one, and there are people who are close enough to 7 to be reliable for that one.
Well, by that argument, everybody's reliable.
I know, but I'm just pointing out. You know what I'm trying to point out.
But what about somebody who's a 1?
That's what she just said. So one of those gold standards put a 4. If we put a 1, then we're still within 3.
Right. You really want to be within 2.
You want to be within two.
But it you know, cancels some of the bite a little bit.
It does cancel some of the bite. But you see how they cancel the extremes of this girl cancel each other out. Right. And we can talk about what that means diagnostically, but we'll keep that at bay for now.
What was the next one?
20.
Yeah, what was the one after?
So it's 36, and
I think it was 25.
I've got so many screens open right now.
Child has difficulty leaving the session. That was a discrimination.
Maybe it wasn't.
36 and 25.
Okay, let's go over 25.
25.
Child has difficulty leaving the session. I have it as a 9.
Sarah's, you sent me yours fairly early.
I sent mine like Friday, probably.
Yeah, so Friday. Yours is correct.
Yeah, mine's fine.
I know.
That was on my end.
But you should tell them what you really meant, because then your correlation might go higher.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll look at it. I'll look at it. I can send it to you.
What happened?
Just run of the mill, Sarah.
Oh, that would make a big difference. If you want to send me a corrected Q sort, which is truly just careless mistake and not as a result of any of this conversation, I'd be happy to recalculate.
Well, it's these two that I was looking at, because I can like visualize where they were because of weird things that are connected to my family. I can remember the numbers.
Wow,
okay.
That's cool.
What?
It's goofy. Like my mom had me when she was 36, and I was piled on. I was like, oh, that's super cute. And there were just weird number things. And like I was born on the 25th.
Same.
She had me when she was 36.
She uses mnemonic devices.
And then it's on the one from the. See, that's super embarrassing, but that's what happened. So that's why I know that there's an error.
So if you want to send a corrected sort. You don't have to do it right now, but at some point over the weekend or whatever.
I think I'll forget if I...
Okay. So for this, for 25, the gold standard was 8.5. So that had to be a 9 and an 8. No other way to explain an 8.5. So that's pretty reliable.
Most of us put it as 8s and 9s.
So how did it get such a high standard deviation?
Because Sarah put it in.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I got it.
A lot of the standard deviations now might not be quite accurate.
No, they're accurate.
I mean, they're
accurate. I reran them all.
They're accurate to what you have.
Like yeah.
If she's
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, sure. All right. So the next. Fifty-eight, and then we'll call it a night.
58. Child appears unwilling to examine thoughts, reactions, or motivations related to problems.
We talked about this.
You talked about it?
We did?
Yeah. That was
funny. Raquel was like, what is problem?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this one. No, it's
what is problem?
No, I literally was like, I did the exact same thing. It wasn't meant to be mocking. It meant to be like, I could have spoken.
No, I know. It was cute, though.
You know I wasn't.
But can you tell us what the comp was?
Yes. On 58?
Yeah.
I'm having all kinds of
problems.
I got so many things open. 58.
6.5.
5, 58.
While you're at it, can you tell us what
40
and
67 are? Sure. 40 is 1. Wow. 40 is 1. So that both of them put a 1.
And actually 47.
You nailed it.
So did that.
Which one?
47.
47, 4.5.
And then 67.
67.
6.5.
Can't get much closer than that. You couldn't put down a half if you tried. But you're probably thinking 6.5.
Probably.
Do you guys want me to send you the gold standard, and then you can look it over if on your own if you want? Would that be helpful, or are you just going to move ahead to the next? Gina's like, what the hell are you talking
next.
About?
We all know we're going to move ahead to the next one.
I don't think there's physically enough hours in the day for us to like spend any more time on this.
I know. So do you guys want to do 58 or?
We already did.
Oh, you did it. Yeah. You did it. Yeah. All right, so let's call it a night. All right. You guys, was this help? I'm very sorry that I messed up. And I promise it's not going to happen the next time.
We all ended up in the range we needed to be in, right?
Pretty much, more or less.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think on the bottom of the standard deviations is a good way to.
Yeah,
like it's just, this is the first time I've tried this, so what I need to do is label the new files better than I did before, and I'll avoid this issue. So I know what I need to do. But I think it's going to be helpful for us moving forward. Did you like the way, I know the numbers were incorrect, but did you like the new way of formatting?
Yeah, that was a good way to just see everyone's really easily.
Yes. You like that? Mm-hmm. Everyone like that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So it takes a little bit more work, but I think it's worth it. So I'll do that. And we'll move right along to the third one. Well, the first one doesn't count as the reliability. So it's the third. We're moving on to the third reliability video, the fourth overall, and we'll see how people go. If you guys are keeping score at home, you should probably take the mean of the first two and see what you need to do for the third one. The very first one is not that's a total practice one. It doesn't count toward your score. So it's the second and third one that we've done that counts. And then we're doing three more. So we're doing the third one next week, which is our last formal meeting of the year. And then we have...
Has everyone here done the doodle poll?
Yes.
So there's no perfect day for everyone. So I'm just going to do...
Well, are there people who can actually join... By Skype and not, or this was
so
by.
This was a conference call.
So there are people who can't make it even via Skype.
Well, just not everyone
at the same time
can at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's hard. It's like
it's really hard.
People are home with their
people are going on vacation. Yeah.
Different time zones.
I have work.
Oh, you work.
At fixed times. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm,
she's got a real job.
She's got a real job.
I had a job once.
I think that's a solid distant past.
I think.
All right. So how?
Oh wait, look at this day.
Oh.
December 20th. 11 out of 12 of us can make it at 4 p.m. Who is the one?
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
I can't be there.
You cannot be there.
No. So
it's December 20th, a Monday. It's
Tuesday.
That might, I mean, is it okay if I call the days that work most for most people?
Yeah.
So December 20th at 4 p.m. is a definite because almost all of us can do it.
You just send an email.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take if I have an exam?
What time is your exam?
5.
So let's keep it to an hour.
Okay. Will you be able to?
Will you feel good going into your exam though? Do you need distance?
I like exam numbers
better. I'm sure I'll be fine. The classroom's like empty, so.
Oh no.
But we wanted two more dates, right?
Yeah, I need to find one more. It's just a nightmare for the other date.
It is.
Yeah, the most people I can get together for on any other.
I mean, here's
day.
The problem. We could wait until the semester starts, but you guys are going to get rusty, and I fear for especially for those of you who are like just below the cusp of the threshold of 0.7. If we wait in a month, you know, it's just not going to work out for you folks. So I want everybody to succeed, and I think the sooner we finish the reliability testing, the better. I know, Ariel, you want to move on with your dissertation, right? So
I can't. I have to write my lit review first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to have a lot of work to fill.
It's not like you're sitting idle.
No. Waiting for this to be over.
Certainly not. Right. I mean, I appreciate you keeping me in mind, but it's realistic.
I might try to pose a couple other days on the doodle poll, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think we have a good day for another, like, that I have
yeah.
here. But I think I'll email this out, but do plan on December 25th at 4 p.m.
All right.
How many people are not available for those?
Just me.
No, not for that day, like for the runner-up.
For the runner-up, the next highest day that I have is 8 people.
Like what, 15?
Do you know what I mean?
And
sorry, and that's stupid because that's the same day. So for a different day, the most I have is 7.
Or I'm just thinking, because I think I had an hour and a half in mind when I completed this. I don't know if
anyone
else did.
Mm-hmm.
But if Dr. Evans can keep it to an hour, then that might.
Yeah, I'll keep it to an hour, I promise.
Someday.
And so we need a second
date.
Are we looking at the following week as well? The
well,
last week
I know
of the year.
I'm going to be out of the country, so
following me is the holiday.
And
week. I will not be participating on.
Where are you going?
I told you already.
I forget.
Not, it's
okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I know where you're going.
Oh, great! I'm going to London and Paris. There we
How
go.
Fun.
Oh, that's right.
That's
so exciting.
Do you know when to carve an hour out in Paris? At the top of the Eiffel Tower, you can Skype with us.
Okay. I don't like heights. I doubt we're going.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Sorry again. Very sorry.
Are you on campus? Next time you're on campus is Tuesday?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. So just try to email us.
Especially because
okay.
I'm like writing in the times and everything.
Even if
I already messed up
my sister now, I'm going to do it. And then
you know, as long as the hours are correct, it doesn't really matter what the times are.
She gave me the other
one. I know, but for me, I don't want to, like,
the other one that
I
have to fill out. It's like the same exact thing.
Whenever
you can.
It killed me that way.
You know, I know what form you're talking about, and I keep putting them in the lab mailbox. I'm going to check there. There's a whole stack of them.
Yeah, she gave me a whole stack.
Oh.
And I had you sign one, and she said photocopy it.
Okay.
So that I can always have it.
All right.
Although I only have, like, 3 more.
All right, good night. Thank you.
So, yeah, the other one's going to... I don't even know if I should... I was going to put Wednesday as Thursday. And just cross out Thursday. Should we...
Julia, this is you on this.
Yay. Thank you.
Dr. Goodman?
Yes.
Should I be concerned about the lapse in time between when I finish your training and then actually start coding videos?
Yeah, I mean, I might give you like one or two just to brush up.
Okay.
And send you the gold standard. You know, officially you'll be certified, but I think it's a good idea just to do a couple to brush up. I have plenty of videos to send you if you want to like do some more after the training is over.
Okay.
And then who are you using to?
I don't know yet. It's sort of, well, first of all, we haven't started the study.
Right.
So
you're only a second year, right?
I am.
Yeah. Seems early.
I mean, my lab is an outlier. My research advisor is like very enthusiastic as well. Going on. So I anticipate the enrollment process will be slow because it's always slower, than you expect it to be. And then plus I have to finish my research paper before I can start.
Yeah.
Why am I telling you this? What did you ask?
Well, you're concerned about reliability for your real sample.
Oh, you asked who else is going to be coding. So I'm not really at the point of thinking that. Although you offered me a very nice menu of options that I still have in the back of my mind.
Okay, what are those options? I don't remember.
What?
Come on! Give me a break! I'm an old man. I forget.
You're not old.
I am old.
You offered this lab for a cause.
For a cost, yes. So like, for example, Julia, Raquel, if they get reliable, which it looks as though they will be, you could hire them to code sessions for you if they were interested.
If they consented.
We'll see where we are with my dissertation.
And then you said, I think you would help, but in exchange for authorship.
And then I'll help to analyze the data, not code.
She's so good at that. So you should definitely take him up on that.
And then I think there was a third option. I have the email
Okay, you forward it to me so that I can refresh my memory.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was.
But I like those ideas.
I like them too. I mean, I really appreciated like having all those options available to me, and also
I see it. Well, those two options are not mutually exclusive, so you can hire somebody from this group to be your iterator, iterator person, and then I could help you do your stats exchange for co-authorship when you go to publish.
That's really awesome. I appreciate it.
So, and then the third idea, I don't remember, but you could forward me the message and take a look and see if I remember.
What was I going to say? Yes. You think two people is typically
two
coders?
Yep. Okay. If you wanted four, that would be fine too. So then you'd pair up with somebody, and then the other two would pair up. I mean, certainly the coding would go more quickly if you had four coders. Of course, they'd all have to be certified.
Four, but not four for one.
No. They all get two.
Oh, but it would be
Exactly. So you get half. You and your partner get half.
Okay.
And the other dyad would get half.
Okay.
And that would go more quickly for you.
I'm also thinking about what you said. You said like ideally, you have no other knowledge of the client or like the dyad, like the therapist client dyad, right? Because you're trying to code each session as a standalone.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering if like a mix of my options would be the best route.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure. To avoid that kind of bias.
It's going to be there. I mean, in an ideal world, you'd have one dyad of raters for each session, a different dyad.
Yeah.
No one does that. Yeah. In the literature, no one has ever done that. So there is going to be potential for unconscious bias from one session to another, and you'd include that in the limitations of your dissertation, the limitation section. It's just, nobody trains, like, I don't know how many sessions you're going to be coding. Do you have any idea?
No.
I mean, let's say 60. I'm just throwing that out. So 60 different dyads, that's 120 certified CPQ raters. That's not possible.
Yeah,
there aren't even 60 in the world right now. So that just wouldn't happen.
Right, right. So you could maybe, I could do it so that people aren't seeing the same client, things like that.
But some of them would see the same therapist.
Right.
That you just can't,
right.
Unless you plan on having 60 different therapists, it's just not going to happen. So, because then each patient, each session would have a different therapist and a different patient. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, right? So, but those are the things you have to think about when you go to analyze your data. It's called dependencies in the data. And there's special statistical techniques you need to apply to account for those dependencies. So, but we'll cross those bridges when we come to them. Yeah. I'm actually going to hear Leon Hoffman next Wednesday.
Oh,
are you going to that?
I'm not.
It's at NIPSI?
Externship.
Oh, okay.
Or is it during the day?
No, it's at 8 p.m.
It's at 8 p.m.
On East, where is it? East 83rd or something like that? East 86th?
Yeah.
East 87th, maybe.
I don't think I'm going to go because we're, so our semester doesn't end for another 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So that's the other part of
it. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I've seen him before. I've never actually spoken to him in person.
Is Dr. Prout going, you know?
I had no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. But when I told him that I was going to hear him speak, he wants to meet with me before the presentation to talk about other potential collaborative projects. So we'll see what he says about that. But have you heard of or met Wilma Bucci? Does
no,
that name mean
not
anything?
At all.
She's at NIPSI also, and she collaborates with Leon on other projects.
Okay.
And so she's going to be at this meeting that we're having prior to this presentation as well. So we'll see what comes of it. So Leon and Wilma are the research directors at NIPSI. You know what NIPSI?
New York Psychoanalytic Institute. Okay.
And I'm the research director at IPTAR. You've heard of IPTAR?
Yes. I was just told I can't apply to their externship.
You can or you can't?
Cannot.
Why?
For I think maybe they don't want people at my level of training. I don't know.
Really? That's weird.
Well,
if you want me to intervene,
I appreciate it.
I could do that.
I say that more that I know about IPTAR because first of all, I flirted with going to some of the like open speakers and never made it, and then also I was interested in applying as an externship experience. But it looks like the requirements are to have more like actual experience with individual psychotherapy.
You don't have that.
I don't have that yet.
Okay, you know our students can't apply to IPTAR because all of our programmatic activities fall on Thursday.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they require their externs to be present on Thursday for their programmatic activities, and so there's a conflict.
That's so right. We
can never send our students to IPTAR for externship, unfortunately.
That is really unfortunate. I'm sorry, but I cut you off. You were about to say.
Hey,
have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thanks.
So you're the director at IPTAR clinical.
Research. But I know the clinical director. And
Hoffman is at
NIPSI.
He's
the research. He's the research director at NIPSI. I'm the research director at IPTAR. So we're going to try to talk about, I guess, some points of collaboration, possibly.
Yeah, there should be many.
We put our heads together. I'm sure we can think of some common projects.
Yeah, but, and I mean, the CPQ is so versatile.
It is.
That like I could.
It's very rich. The problem with it is very labor intensive, as you can see.
It is. Also, I was going to tell you that I think like one of the first day I came, I think you estimated that like your first CPQ would take you like an hour and a half.
Yes, hour and a half.
Around it took me longer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's still taking longer.
Is it getting faster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, after about 10 or so,
it should take
about 45 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
By the time you're really trained and you know, it should, sure it should, eventually yeah. it should go there. But for now, I mean, an hour and a half is what I would estimate. But, I mean, you're doing well with your reliability.
I'm
so
relieved,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. You're right in the mix. Yeah, looks bad. Like, looks like you're on track to get reliable. So.
Don't you?
All right.
Thanks again.
All right. Sure. Okay. Bye-bye. Again.